Hello, I am Randy.
And this is Ashley.
And we are Create the Leap. We're a mother-daughter team teaching and sharing on the age of omniscience. So we do channeled material. I, Randy Janelle, channel guides. And we are, actually, this is a podcast offered in response to a question that someone asked us on Facebook. And we have a Stellar Family Forum. We have a community where you can ask questions as well, and we will try our best to channel our response. But Ashley, tell us why this particular topic of relationships are the ones that we're starting our Q&A podcast with.
Well, basically, because I myself have had a lot of questions about relationships, about soul contracts, I was pondering, so I posed a question in Facebook about lost love. What have you experienced and what questions do you have about it? So the questions that were answered in this podcast are from that.
Awesome. So we have answering this question a guide called Ko, K-O-H, and Ko talks a lot about soul organizations. So Ko, a sort of broader definition of Ko and the guidance that Ko offers is about how we're organized in the sense of spirit. But of course, when we come together with a relationship as a soul contract, we are also physically tethered and spiritually tethered to a person. So that's Ko's role. But go ahead and give us a listen and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks. Hello, we are Ko, and we are here to address a couple questions on love, yes?
Yes.
So we will start with the first one when you're ready.
So the first question is, if you reconnect to an old or past relationship, in other words, that person comes back into your life, do you start over, or do you continue where you left off?
Well, we are wanting to speak about this in terms of how reality shapes and bends itself, because as we share on the age of omniscience, we are all coming to a greater awareness that we are never the same. It is an illusion, and a well-orchestrated illusion, that you remain the same person for your entire life. Many people will say, I don't feel that way anymore, or gosh, that feels like a million years ago that I felt this or I dealt with that. And that is partly because time is an illusion that takes hold more in a shift of frequency. So we will be speaking about phasing, because phasing helps to understand that there can be multiple perspectives of reality throughout many, many people. So we could, part of the reason why humanity has a hard time achieving peace is because the ego, and because of the way that the human shared construct of reality is set up, wants everybody to be living one thing right and all people that are wrong to become right. So in other words, the ego agrees to such a wide, diverse, we would say the ego agrees to work within duality. So in other words, it is phase one that right and wrong strongly exists, and that the consciousness feels that it is singular, it is separate. The human feels that they were born separately, that they are living in their own mind, that they cannot conceive of being connected to another person, that they feel that energy is something that is more contained, and that life might be more happenstance. There is no such thing as coincidences. It is simply, life is a singular existence, and sometimes it is a very lonely existence, because you feel that your actions are yours and that things can happen to you. There's much more of a cause and effect relationship. You react because of an external circumstance, and you are constantly in a state of reacting. And yet you are always in your own singular focus of you. Now, in phase one, there is an idea that you might have the same consciousness throughout your whole life. That if you change, it is not that drastically. Or if you change, then you're still changing as the same person. As you come into phases 2, 3, 4, and beyond, you understand that as you change, you are more appropriately a different person. Now, in phase one, you might call that multiple personalities, or you might call that a midlife crisis, or you might call that a case of schizophrenia, or you might call that an identity crisis. There is an idea that if someone feels so very different from the way they were before, that they must be ill or they must be going through something that is very much out of the normal, because a phase one idea of normal is that you are born a certain way, you develop your personality, and that personality and who you are will remain until you pass on to the next life. We would say to you that phase one is a completely legitimate experience. We are not saying that it is worse or better than another. We are simply saying that reality creates itself around this perspective as phase one, and there's much of your history and much of your culture that you understand it as that is couched, that is nestled in phase one terminology and understanding. So to ask, or to ponder the question, is it better to go back to an older connection and reconnect from an older connection, or is it better to start anew? We would say to you that it is impossible, unless you are in phase one, to reconnect to an older situation. So in other words, when you begin to go beyond phase one, and when you are in phase two and phase three, you understand that when you make those great changes in your life, when a relationship ends, you are not the same person when you go back to the previous relationship. You are different. You are physically different. And this time it is not so much called an identity crisis. It is called a change of heart. It is called a real shift in the way that you are living. It is called a transformation. It is called a transition. It is called feeling like a new person. It is called being born again. And it is more of an accepted experience to feel very different as who you are, and to understand that others are very different as well. So if you have an old relationship that dissolved, many times just the dissolvement of that relationship, or we would say the dissolvement of that soul contract, which never truly dissolves, it is only dissolving in the physical, and that you are not seeing each other or with each other so much in the physical reality. We would say to you that coming back to that relationship, typically in phases two and three, means that you are a different person, literally. You yourself are a different person from when you were in a relationship before, and the person that you are wanting to rekindle a relationship with is different. That means the relationship is not going to feel the same as it was before. It may feel that way if you are still mostly focused in a phase one frequency, because the mind and the ego desperately wants to maintain this idea that you remain the same and others remain the same until they pass from this life. If you are in a phase two or phase three focused frequency, you understand that you are different and that the person you are connecting with is different. And so that means a whole nother layer of your soul contract can be accessed. It means that as you shift and you change, there are different elements of the other person and of you that you can offer and share within. So we would say, if you are in a phase one construct, yes, it is possible to return back to that old relationship because there is not that much shift or change, though there may be more challenges in trying to hold on to something that is old because it is your nature in a dualistic universe to aim higher, to go further, to grow, to expand. Those are more phase two constructs. So typically, if one has gone through a relationship in phase one, and they learn from it, they grow from it, they allow themselves to be changed and to be different, then they are automatically in phase two. And that means you can never go backwards. That means you can never go back to what it was before because you are different and the person you are having the relationship with is different as well. This makes for great opportunities because it means that the energy that you are working out in a soul contract, something that is agreed upon from the non-physical, is going to be different layers. So we would say that just because you had a relationship with one person before, many of us desire romantic relationships. We want a partner that can satisfy us as a soulmate. And we would say that exists very strongly in phase one. And as you grow into phase two and phase three, you are understanding that you can reconnect to a person, that they can be a soul contract, or we could say a soulmate, but not necessarily be there for a physical, romantic relationship. You can always reconnect to help each other grow in different ways.
Hello, it's Randy again.
And Ashley.
And we hope you enjoyed that. Personally, in our own lives, we've been thinking a lot about the phasing that our guides are speaking on, about how you can have a relationship with the same person, but even as you change, the relationship changes as well. And I definitely resonate with the concept that a romantic relationship is one that we really value in our, especially our Western culture and society wants us to have, but yet we have so many varieties of relationships. And even as you pick up a friendship again with someone, or even if you reconnect with an ex, you have an opportunity to really explore the layers of a soul contract. Ashley, you have anything else to add on that?
Well, it really helps when you have that added perspective that maybe a reconnection is deeper than just, oh, let's try and be different people, or let's go back over all the old wounds and heal it or fix it. Instead, you're seeing things from a completely different perspective, and you can even remove the ego and look at it from a non-physical perspective. It takes the drama out of it and allows it to be deeper, allows it to be something that is actually making your life better. So that's very helpful, especially in the realm of relationships.
So we're so happy to have you here with us and hopefully getting something out of these podcasts. If you have your own questions, come find us. We are on Facebook, Create the Leap. Just search for that. You'll find us. You can also find us on our website. We have lots of great stuff. Our community is free. It's called the Stellar Family Forum. And you can also go onto the forum and see lots of our material that we post regularly. It's all for free. You can sign up for our newsletter and get more and more and more. So thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that you are enjoying your own soul contracts and relationships.